Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for August 16th to the 22nd, 2014. This week, Egyptian mediated talks end with renewed Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip, claiming the life of over 60 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-wall protests organized on Friday in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
Protests were organized this Friday in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Darnabi Saleh in central West Bank, in addition to the village of Al-Ma'sara in the southern part of the West Bank. In Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Troops stationed there attacked the villagers and their international and Israeli supporters with tear gas. Many protesters were treated for the effect of tear gas inhalation. At the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, soldiers stopped the protest before leaving the village. Later, soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. In Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
After 9 days of ceasefire, Israel this week renewed its attacks on Gaza after Egyptian mediated talks failed to reach a deal between Israel and the resistance in the coastal region. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
At least 60 Palestinians have been killed after the truce collapsed and the negotiating teams were called back from Cairo. After the negotiations reached a deadlock, Israel claimed that 3 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip few hours before the extended ceasefire ended. Hamas and the other Palestinian resistance groups denied responsibility for the alleged rockets. Few hours later, the Israeli Air Force launched a number of airstrikes that hit several residential areas in Gaza, including the home of Mohammed Daif, the general commander of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, killing his wife and his young son. Reports about the fate of Daif conflicted between surviving the 5th assassination attempt and his death. The confusion was resolved after Abu Ubaida, the spokesperson of Al-Qassam Brigade, said in a televised speech that Daif, quote, will enter Jerusalem leading the Army of Liberation, unquote. Abu Ubaida also warned the local and international airline companies not to fly in or out of Ben Gurion International Airport as the resistance groups will be attacking the airport frequently. He also warned the Israeli public of big assemblies and gatherings and asked the Israeli residents of the settlements close to the Gaza Strip to evacuate the area and if they need to be there to stay in shelters. 2 days later, Israel assassinated 3 Hamas leaders, which led some local observers to believe that Israel has received intelligence information during the 5-day ceasefire and fabricated the launch of the 3 rockets from Gaza to end the truce and launch its attacks against Hamas leaders. The resistance groups responded with barrages of rockets and mortar shells, most of which were either intercepted by the Iron Dome system or fell in open spaces, according to Israeli sources. On Thursday, the UN Security Council expressed concern over the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and called upon parties to resume negotiations to urgently reach what they called, quote, a sustainable and lasting ceasefire, unquote. According to a Palestinian diplomat, the statement of the Security Council was approved by all the 15 members and is seen as a prelude for issuing a UN resolution in case the Palestinian and Israeli negotiating teams do not go back to Cairo for talks. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishman.
Al-Qaeda The Israeli bombardment targeting Gaza continued this week. Up until the time of this report, more than 2,095 Palestinians were killed and at least 10,400 others injured due to Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
On Tuesday of this week, 9 days of temporary ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian resistance in Gaza came to an end when Israeli forces attacked a home, killing 5 people, including the wife and child of a Hamas leader. All week, Israeli attacks targeted farmlands, residents' homes, and fishing boats at the shoreline in Gaza. According to Palestinian sources, Gaza doctors have been shocked by the severity of wounds coming into the hospitals. They have found evidence of the Israeli military's use of banned weapons like dime weapons. Dime stands for dense inert metal explosive. Since Israel began its attack on Gaza on July 8th, till the time of this report, the Palestinian Health Ministry announced that the death toll in Gaza have reached at least 2,095, with more than 10,400 others injured. In the West Bank this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 63 military invasions into Palestinian communities. During these attacks, Israeli forces kidnapped at least 90 Palestinians, including 48 civilians in Jerusalem. Moreover, soldiers opened fire at pro-Gaza protesters in different West Bank communities, causing injuries. A Palestinian youth was injured on Thursday during clashes with invading Israeli soldiers at the village of Hussan near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Another youth lost his arm after troops shot him in a pro-Gaza protest in Bethlehem city on Friday. Protests were also organized in Nablus, Ramallah, and Hebron cities. Moreover, Israeli soldiers wired and detonated 2 Palestinian homes in Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank on Monday and sealed the home of a 3rd Palestinian with concrete. A Palestinian home was also demolished in occupied East Jerusalem. The homes belong to the families of Amr Abu Aisha and Marwan Al-Kawasma, who are actively sought by Israel, and the home of detainee Hussam Al-Kawasma. Tel Aviv is claiming the 3 are believed to be behind the alleged abduction and killing of the 3 Israeli settlers last June. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 16th to the 22nd, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samer Jaber and me, Ghassan Bannoura.